Hey, if you don't like it, you shouldn't be here. You should be home doing dishes. Stop it. Washing clothes. Unbelievable intestinal fortitude on the part of both participants. Sunset Swift.
Hello and welcome to episode 10 proper. We are officially a decade of episodes.
A 10-week anniversary.
Yes. A deca of episodes of Big Splash WrestleCast. I'm Steve Fontana.
And I'm Mike Apizzo.
And we have all sorts of wrestling news and tidbits to fill your ear holes with.
Yes.
Starting with our news report brought to you by eWrestling News. We have confirmed that John Morrison sucks. You heard it here first.
I know someone named Mr. Bacon is very upset at this one now.
Five episodes ago, we mentioned that John Morrison sucks. And it seems to be that the wrestling world is realizing that John Morrison sucks. His contract is coming to an end soon. And the WWE has nothing for him. He got squashed in under a minute. By Del Rio on Monday?
No, it was Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes on Monday.
No, excuse me. It was Christian.
Right, yes, it was Christian. I'm sorry. Our brains are not... We scrambled this episode together tonight. It is raining.
It's raining cats and dogs out there.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, yeah, Christian mopped the floor with him in under a minute, which was interesting. So yeah, John Morrison's contract is expiring and, we don't know if he's going to be re-signed. I doubt he will. And it seems to be that, he might be paying for his girlfriend's sins.
Yes. It's a very interesting story, going on because, Maria was recently, doing a radio show and, Maria had said, what's the issue going on with possibly Drew McIntyre and even John Morrison?
Right.
And
right.
She said Drew McIntyre, who, you know, I like Drew McIntyre, but he had, you know, the divorce with Tiffany. And I guess, you know, that rubbed maybe the WWE the wrong way.
Yeah, but she also, like, assaulted him and then was suspended or whatever, arrested or something. I don't know.
And then not only that, but also we had... You know, the problem with Melina, and then Melina's trying to, like, get in and do all this stuff. So there may be even bitterness coming from John Morrison himself with this. So it really looks like, as the weeks are approaching, that...
As the weeks progress.
Progress, my bad. That John Morrison will no longer be part of the WWE.
Well, good. He could go jump around the ring in the X Division over there in the
TNA. I guess
TNAs.
So, yeah. And he'll probably, you know what, he'll probably shine because he knows how to, no, he doesn't know how to talk on the mic, I'm sorry. Never mind.
No, he doesn't know how to do that.
No.
all right, I want to preface this next bit of news with the fact that we are now explicit. We're going to be explicit on iTunes. I'm going to change the label to explicit. Last week's was explicit because I did not feel like editing. So now we're just going to... Ooh, I just knocked the computer.
We are officially explicit. All right.
And I say that now because our next bit of news comes from JBL addresses a possible WWE return. And I clicked the link because all I wanted to... let me just read this.
You don't need to read it. I could just tell you what it literally says.
Well, yeah. I mean,
He's not returning.
He's not. But just the headline made me scream, fuck no!
Why?
I hate JBL. I hope he never sees a ring again.
Now listen,
in any company, anywhere.
Time out. What is wrong with JBL?
Okay, here's what's wrong with JBL.
Okay.
Great on the mic. Oh, yeah, he knows how to make you hate him. But he does nothing in the ring. Nothing. He does nothing. I can't tell you any piece of his moveset except for the lariat, the clothesline, whatever you want to call it. The clothesline from hell.
Yeah.
That's the only move that I could remember him ever doing or like know is specific to him.
Fall away slam?
No. The Rock does it better. Oh, no. I mean, what's his name? Scott Hall.
Yeah. Okay.
Samoan drop. I think he did that a couple times.
But nobody. He did the spine buster.
Nope.
But that was Farouk. Okay.
Spine buster? Really a spine buster? Triple H does a spine buster. Triple H made that famous. Yeah. And Alex Riley does it just like Triple H. I wonder where he learned that one from.
Oh, yes. All right, listen.
So Thank God that was just him just. Oh God, it was clever headline writing. Speaking of returns, Mick Foley has been talking up a storm about returning to WWE, but apparently it's a rumor he started for fun.
For fun, and now people are like following him every single second.
Well, now we're confused.
Yeah.
Now we're generally confused over what the hell's going on with Mick Foley.
Is he really going to come back now? Because on WrestleZone.com,
WrestleZone.
Okay, they're acting like Mick Foley's coming back. And that he is going to be...
He's back. He already returned. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
He's already been returned.
Actually,
fired.
There was a big thing.
There's a hoopla?
On WrestleZone.
Okay.
Because of the way The Rock is coming in and out at specific times, Vince McMahon is actually like more along the lines of liking that idea of bringing in wrestlers for like a specific time period. So he's contemplating right now about bringing back Mick Foley.
That would make it seem more of like an independent.
Yeah, Mick
thing.
Foley.
I think that's a good idea.
And thinking about bringing back Chris Jericho.
Oh.
Yes. Chris
you know
Jericho
I gotcha.
making a return and then possibly
Bring
fighting
the walls down.
Punk.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, because he thinks that Punk is stealing everything from him.
Well, yeah, I guess that would be fun. I want to see more older generation coming in and versing new generation. Jericho is too recent. He fought Punk before, I think.
Okay.
Or was involved in something with Punk. It's just like, I don't know. I'd rather see Mick Foley come in and be like, taking on, Skip
but not
Sheffield.
Only that, but not only that,
Skip
it's
Sheffield.
Not like
that's right, I said Skip Sheffield.
I hope he comes back. But Mick Foley, he even said he's like, if he comes back right now, he's not even fit. He has
was
to condition
never
himself.
Fit.
I know, but he has to at least condition himself.
He was never fucking fit to do anything. He was just maybe he's got to be mentally fit, where he's got to just know that he's going to hurt himself very badly every single time he gets in the ring. By the way, I watched the Oh My God or OMG 50, you know,
50,
craziest
top 50
moment,
moments,
whatever
yeah.
it was. The fact that the Hell in a Cell match was number one just makes me want to punch babies. And
why?
Because it wasn't that good of a match.
Hold on. All the dramatic parts, like the fall, the break through the cage.
They're spots.
They're spots.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're spots that are going to be remembered for the rest of wrestling.
The match is very memorable.
Yeah.
But the match was not good. It had three cool parts to it.
Yeah.
And three of those things are, excuse me, Mankind being thrown off the top.
I thought the part where he came back.
Coming back off the stretcher.
Yep.
And then being choke slammed through the middle of the cage.
Yeah.
Those are the three things that make that match stand out. Nothing else of that match was important. Nothing at all.
So you wouldn't put that match as like the greatest Hell in a Cell match of all time?
No.
So you would put the first Hell in a Cell.
I would put Michaels and Taker
as the best.
I don't know if it did they do two together? I think they did two matches, right?
I think they only did Bad Blood. Or yeah, it was Bad Blood, right? That's the one that they did? That was the first one where Kane came out.
The hell was that?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
No, I thought Kane, I
no,
actually
no, it wasn't that. No, that I must be thinking of something. I must be thinking am I thinking of Triple H and Shawn Michaels?
That was a steel cage match. That was in the best two out of threes.
I don't remember. Huh, whatever.
It's okay.
I know Shawn Michaels is in it, and I think it was Shawn Michaels and Taker.
Okay.
But I don't know. Whatever. I just don't think the match was that good. I mean, there were great. There were two cool spots, but didn't they do later on? Didn't they do the falling through the middle of the cage? You know,
the
spot?
only time they ever did that again was Triple H versus
being reversed,
reversing, and he falls through the cage. That was the only other time a wrestler went through the cage.
Yeah.
No one else has gone through the cage after that.
And that was that Foley and Triple H? Who was that? Or was
no,
it
that
the
was
Rock?
Cactus Jack. And the if Cactus
right,
Jack
right, Cactus
lost,
Jack, right,
he
Foley,
had a
yeah.
he had a retire.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
That you know, but whatever. Back to some news. What do we got? 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 Apparently, and we'll talk about this on Raw when we talk about Raw. But apparently, the firing of Jim Ross he didn't know that was going to happen, and it was written in last minute, and nobody told him.
No.
Or the ring announcers.
No.
Or the staff in the back, or his wife sitting in the front row.
Yep.
So
no one.
Nobody knew about this.
Not a damn thing.
Laurinaitis came out, did his thing, and JR was like, all right, I guess I'm leaving.
He shook his hand. How about that? It's not even that he got like angry or anything. He just said, thank you very much, and he just grabs his stuff and leaves. I was like, what? You just got fired, and that's the first thing you think of?
Hey, I'm eating a Lorna Doone cookie, because I don't care.
You really don't care. All right. So hold on. Before we get to Raw,
okay,
we have to talk about SmackDown.
SmackDown.
All right, and the fact that, you know,
SmackDown was interesting.
SmackDown was very interesting. They were continuing the storyline of the walkout.
Which was dumb, because they were walking out. All right, this is really confusing.
Okay, go ahead.
Triple H was given the title of COO of the WWE.
Yes.
He used that title to run Raw and somewhat SmackDown.
Yes.
SmackDown still has a GM.
Yes.
Raw's anonymous GM was completely ignored and is no longer even a thought.
Mentioned, until it was mentioned randomly on Raw.
So Triple H was basically COO and GM of Raw.
Yes.
The walkout happened because he was a bad COO and things were going crazy.
Yes.
But things were going crazy for Raw. Mm-hmm. So the superstars walked out on the COO or the GM. Which one did they walk out on? Because apparently if you walk out on your boss, you could still work. Like, if I'm working at Takeaway and I decide to walk out, I could go work at the host stand? Like, you're still working for the same person.
You're still working under the same
person. They go to SmackDown, and they're still working for Triple H. He's still the COO.
Yeah.
It's just that Teddy Long runs that show. So, it's just bizarre that they go to SmackDown.
Is Triple H technically the COO of Raw?
I want to know what his job entails. Because even on Raw, Vince said, you're no longer the GM. You're not running the show. You're still the COO. It just makes no sense. Yeah. And what? And who? All right. McMahon was relieved of his duties as COO.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is his job title now? Why does he have authority to A, go on the show at all? It seems like relieved of your duties means fired to me.
Wait. I just want to know. We completely forgot about SmackDown.
No, this is a complete clusterfuck.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to lead to SmackDown because all these superstars that walked out on Raw went to SmackDown.
Yes.
And it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Because if they walked out on the owner or the person who's running their company, why would they go to a show that the guy who runs that company is also a part of? Doesn't make sense. They mashed the shows together. Mm-hmm. They ignored the brand split.
Yep.
And now for all of a sudden, these brands are not only separate, but they're completely run by completely different people.
Yep.
It just makes no sense. Oh my God, it makes my fucking head hurt. Anyway, so on SmackDown.
We didn't really see much. Maybe the fact that Cody Rhodes may soon be feuding with Randy Orton. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, we may be seeing something going on.
We may be seeing Cody Rhodes,
there.
Randy Orton Part 6.
Yeah, you know, something going on there.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Big Show.
Yes.
Is, quote unquote, the number one contender.
Yes, he's the number one contender because he feels like being the number one contender.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
I love how wrestling works.
Yes, perfect.
You
earn your spot and you just get it for free.
We have battle royals.
Yes.
We have tournaments.
Yes.
We have scramble matches. We have ladder matches. Uh-huh. We have TLC matches. We have Money in the Bank matches. We have all these sorts of matches to declare number one contender. And Big Show says, hey, guess what? I'm number one contender.
Yeah.
Toughen up, you big baby. Uh-huh. And Mark Henry basically said, what? That's not how it works. And then effectively, that's how it works.
That's how it works. Yep, there you go.
So now Big Show is number one contender. Although some things changed this week on SmackDown. There was a...
Don't reveal it. Let the people who will see SmackDown know.
We're going to talk about SmackDown in length next week, because what happened this week on SmackDown makes me want to punch, like,
writers in the face.
No,
yes.
I want to grab a mutant child baby, right? Like that you just feel terrible. He's got the cleft lip. And he's blind in one eye.
Okay.
And he can't speak.
Okay.
He could only hear mumbles, and he has to eat through his anus. Like, I want to take this poor baby, this poor child that needs to be cared for the rest of eternity, and punch him right in the fucking face. That's what this makes me want to do. So that's just a preview of of next week's rant on SmackDown.
I would just like to inform everyone, if you've missed the first maybe 5 or 6
if
minutes.
If you somehow
of the show,
skipped 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is now explicit.
Yes, we would like
to inform everyone that I have not dropped any curse word, but our host, the other host, Steven, has probably dropped about 10. So
that the 10, I'm 10, I'm up 10, you're 0.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
all
at 0.
That counts.
I'm okay.
All right, so SmackDown, we got Cody Rhodes costing Randy Orton some opportunities.
Yep.
Classic way of starting a feud.
Yep. I'm getting sick and tired of the Sin Cara feud.
Who cares about that?
I really am. I'm just
Sin Cara
like...
Blue comes out, gets jumped by Sin Cara Black. This is going to happen, for a month now?
Yeah.
Whatever. What else did we get?
Why didn't Air Boom? Why was Air Boom in the walkout?
Yeah. That was weird.
And
they had their promo where they basically said they feel like they need to be safe.
Yeah.
And they need to watch after themselves at this point, which is, all right, this is what's weird about Air Boom. And in this particular moment, I think they just went out by accident and they couldn't leave. I think they weren't supposed to be in the promo and the walkout. And they accidentally went on because they just followed the herd, because this makes no sense. If you interview a heel and you say, why did you do this walkout? And that heel, whether it be Christian or whoever, goes, I did it because it's time for me to think of myself. I'm tired of being a team player, and I got to think about me. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's a heel move. Boo.
Yes.
Air Boom, Kofi Kingston, says, well, because we need to think about us for once. Yeah! What they said the same exact words as that a heel would say or has said,
except
they smiled and they got cheered. It makes no sense, but they have cool music now. At least
it's looking cool.
I'm liking them. I'm officially on the bandwagon of the Air Boom.
All right, Steve,
because they have matching tights.
Steve,
and music.
I don't know about you.
And there's a black guy and a white guy.
Yeah, I know, but listen, Steve.
What?
It's now coming to the point of the show where we were waiting with bated breath
what
would happen on Raw.
My name is Kurt Angle, and what the heck? I won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck.
What would happen?
And we open up with no announcers.
Oh, God, yes. This was so awesome.
This was awesome.
Raw opened up awesomely.
Yes.
Until we got back from our commercial break.
Hold on. Let's point this out.
Let's start from the beginning.
I've read everything people said, and I will say this. I thought that the opening of Raw was possibly the most exciting thing I've seen from
Raw. It was the most fun.
Yes.
It was the most original.
Yes.
It was...
A random.
It was completely random.
Yep.
It was... Very entertaining.
Yes.
And I was looking forward to an entire evening of that.
Yes. And I was even looking forward to a longer match.
Right. And what are we referring to? We're referring to the fact that Triple H came out.
Yep.
Said that he will wrestle a broomstick if he has to for 2 hours.
Because
he's giving these people a show.
Yes, he is.
Because he's not quitting. John Cena comes out. says the reason why I didn't go was or didn't walk out is because I love this company and I'm a company man, basically.
Yes, and I've worked with every single boss, so I will work for you.
Right, right. And he basically spread them cheeks wide and tongued that asshole perfectly, counterclockwise.
Yes, counterclockwise. Right. Now, and then, so then Sheamus comes out.
Sheamus comes out, and he basically says that him and Triple H went to war.
Yes.
And that's how things are settled. You beat the holy crap out of each other.
Yes.
You don't
so
whine
I
and cry.
You.
So I respect you. Right.
Yes.
And then Punk came out.
Yeah.
And he said, I started this whole thing. I'm the reason why this whole all this crap is going on. So I guess I'll stay and fix it. Whatever. That's, you know,
well, pretty much he even said, he's like, why are people outside trying to change something when you should be doing it in the ring?
Right, right, right.
Between
change,
these four
change
ropes.
Happens from inside.
As he pointed out, this isn't ballerina. This is rest. This isn't ballet. This is wrestling.
Right. Which, you know, is a classic line.
Which, I mean, the crowd just, they were eating the words for Cena.
Right. So then Triple H
just
decides, okay, all right, we're going to get Cena versus Sheamus. I'm going to ref because he was wearing a striped button-down shirt. And then he says, Punk, there you go. There's a table. There's three microphones, three pipe bombs. Say whatever the hell you want. You're on commentary. That was the most endearing thing I think I've ever seen Punk do. And it was totally improvised. You could tell because Triple H thought it was hysterical because he laughed. Those are my favorite moments when they catch each other off guard.
Yeah.
And he just goes, can I wear your blazer? And Triple H is, yeah, sure. So he puts the blazer on. He's sitting in the commentator's chair, Indian style.
Yes.
While this match is going on. And it's completely serious. Like, Triple H is, like, reffing this match.
Yeah.
Completely unbiasedly. They're having a pretty decent match. We go to commercial break. We come back from commercial break. We're still Punk. Hey, welcome back. You know, whatever. Yeah. This match is going well. And then fucking Vince McMahon comes out.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but when Vince McMahon came out, did you feel the entire arena just groan?
Yes, the entire arena, all of New York City, all of Philadelphia, all of Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, wrestling towns, Boston.
Yeah.
They collectively went, oh, for God's sakes.
Yep, and then he comes out, and you just know it's going to happen.
You know,
you just
know it's going to
happen. What's going to happen. And it just, and it happens.
Yes.
And it happens.
Everything that was predicted would happen that we all didn't want to happen happened.
Happens, yes.
He comes back. Triple H is out.
Wait. We did get a little bit of happiness.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
He's an intern.
Interim.
Interim, that's right.
Interim,
he's an interim.
Yes. John.
Interim GM?
Interim general manager. That's the thing that doesn't make fucking sense.
Wait. So Triple H is still COO.
Yes, but now he has
interim,
somebody.
There's
but
an
now he has
GM
somebody. So
okay.
John Laurinaitis is now the interim general manager of Raw. Triple H, for some reason, is upset. I don't know why.
Okay.
A, he didn't want the job to begin with, and Vince actually said that.
Yeah.
And B, he's still Laurinaitis' boss.
Yeah.
He could still say, no, you're not doing that.
Unless there was a total screw-up by everyone, and there's no COO.
Right.
There's no COO right now, but there's someone which they didn't explain, which is probably what's happening right now. There's no COO.
There's somebody pulling the strings.
Yes. There's no COO,
Mike,
but there's an
Mike,
interim
Mike,
GM. What?
Mike. All right. We got to break this down.
Okay.
We got to break this down like we're breaking down like the Terminator franchise, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right. So, this is what I think is going on.
Okay.
I think that the WWE writers are fucking retarded. I don't think they realize what they did.
I don't think they're retarded. I think that Vince McMahon can't make up his fucking mind.
Well, But here,
I mean, there were five.
Why do you have writers? Why do you hire people and pay them good money to write for your program if you're just going to have the say in what goes on anyway? Like, if I.
Why make five different reports of how Raw is going to end?
But it doesn't. I mean, you got to.
And then you got to pick of one of them? Come on.
It
doesn't make sense. You follow a storyline. You say, okay, blah, 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 blah.
They're trying
blah,
to keep
blah.
Us on our toes. They're trying to keep us things interesting. But when half the company doesn't know what you're going to do at that segment, Laurinaitis comes out. Hey, JR, you're fired. Okay.
JR. Hold on. Wait. Let's point this out.
And wait. No. I'm not done.
Okay.
No.
Laurinaitis
comes out, and again, I don't know. Apparently, number one contender is just poof. Here's one contender.
Yeah.
Cena's battling for the title.
No. Not even that. The fact that the fans didn't even react. They were too busy booing the living daylights out of him. And then he announces Alberto Del Rio will face the number one contender, John Cena, at Vengeance. Boo! They're still booing. No one is cheering. Okay. Do you realize that you were trying
to get
a cheap cheer?
Let's calm down.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Hold on. Wait.
We're on the third floor of an apartment.
I know.
We need to bring this down. People are trying to sleep.
Okay. Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Now, Mike. We know going into wrestling, we know that when we watch wrestling, most of it doesn't make sense.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
we know that.
But this is treating your fans as if they are children. I don't care if we're PG. I don't care.
I think we're moving away from it, but go on.
Yeah, but... I don't have words, Mike.
Well, you know what?
The proverbial shit has hit the proverbial fan.
Yes.
Is what's happening here,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, it has.
There is fecal matter flying every which direction. There are innocent casualties from the E. coli disease that this fecal matter is spreading. Poor JR is one of them. Not only does JR get fired or whatever, but... And he didn't know about it. But then, now, every week, we get treated to Michael Cole. Again, more of his garbage that makes me want to gouge my eyeballs out with a skewer. A wooden skewer, at that. So I get splinters everywhere, too. Even on the when I pull out of my eyeball.
I got the image.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are they doing? Are they trying to piss people off? Are they trying to... I understand that Laurinaitis needs to be a heel, so he needs to do things that piss us off, but it seems like the company itself, the WWE, and how they're utilizing or not utilizing people like Drew McIntyre, or, you know what I mean? Or, you know, just... They're trying to piss us off. And I don't understand, because I tune in every week. I buy the merchandise. I watch the pay-per-views, or some of them. I buy the DVDs. I buy the action figures. I love it, but I don't know why. I don't know why.
You know why?
Because of Stone Cold and Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
Because there are past things that has happened to us that we just cannot... I think
it's rape.
Listen.
Because rape stays with you forever.
Listen,
I think this is cerebral rape.
I want to tell you something, okay? I don't know about you, but when I moved away from my father and moved in with my mom, okay, I didn't have cable for 4 years.
I'm sorry.
I know. I had no cable. I had regular TV. But
you had SmackDown.
I could see SmackDown, but remember, I also worked, so if I had the opportunity to see it. But anyway, here's a long story short of what I'm trying to say here.
Make a short story long.
Yes. I would still, even if I couldn't even see it, go on a website like eWrestlingNews.com.
Wow, they owe us a hamburger.
They do. I'm
a vegetarian now, so as of 3 days ago.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway.
My bowels are out of control,
You
Mike.
You get a veggie burger.
My bowels are out of control, Mike.
Yes. But what I am trying to say is that I still follow it, even if I can't even see it, I still follow it.
Right.
I don't know why. It's stuck with me. It's like,
there's a period of wrestling that I don't remember. Because I didn't watch and I didn't follow, and they lost me at some point between 2005.
Oh, yeah, that was when I cable. 05 to like 09.
08, 09, yeah, I didn't watch it at all.
Up to...
I started watching it in 09.
You know,
WrestleMania Part 2 of Taker and Shawn.
Yeah.
That was when I, like, leading up to that.
Yeah.
So I guess 3 months before that, before Rumble.
I got into
I think it was
Taker HBK Part 1. That's when
I think I got re-into it around the time that Sheamus became champion in that.
With the whole entire thing. I would actually have to say I got really heavily into it when ECW was on Tuesday nights.
I watched it.
And then even when NXT was on, I got, you know, but I'm just saying, look, here's what's happening right now with Raw. And I have this slight suspicion that this is going to be going on for a while. This is going to lead into Survivor Series. Something is going to happen. I don't know what it is. But bottom line is right now, quote unquote, they have solved all the problems with Raw. Like, as far as, like, you know, the walkout and, you know, all that stuff. They've solved it, okay? But I got to talk about one thing that, you know, I'm not going to bring up the fact that The Miz and R-Truth are back, okay, and that they're going to be facing Triple H and CM Punk, because that was, you know, just a random thing thrown together again. But there is one thing I want to point out, and I'm sure you saw Raw, and it was the six-man tag.
It got cut off at the end, though. I didn't get to see the full ending of it.
Of Raw. Of Raw.
My TV cut it off, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll fill you in. But anyway, mostly the what had happened was is that Punk...
I know that they made the tag match.
Yeah, they made the tag match.
I don't know what happened after.
Punk shook hands with Triple H, and they're going to be tag team partners, all that stuff. But anyway, what I want to talk about is the six-man tag match that happened between Jack Swagger, Dolph Ziggler, and who was the other one?
Christian? Or Cody? Or some one of those heels.
It was some one of those. And they were facing Mason Ryan, Evan Bourne.
Airboom.
And Airboom, yeah. They were facing Cody. There was Airboom, okay? And Evan Bourne went for that knee move.
Uh-huh.
And Jack Swagger caught him
and
did the powerbomb.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know about you. I know Evan Bourne sells the moves that he takes.
Evan
the
Bourne
bumps
sells.
Really well. But I think he got hurt.
Where he hit his head, right? I think I saw that.
I think he actually did get injured. But they haven't brought it up.
They mentioned something
on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But like almost like as a snippet, okay? But you know, when you see SmackDown, you'll see what I mean. But I just wanted to know. Like literally, I saw the bump and I was like, he's definitely injured right now.
We'll see. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure he's not going to miss any time, even if he is injured, because the momentum that Airboom has right now with the titles and the new team, and they're really establishing themselves. I don't think you're going to see him go anywhere anytime soon. If he's got a concussion, he just won't wrestle. But he'll be around.
Can you believe that Mason Ryan is getting all this push right now?
Can you believe that Mason Ryan's hair?
No reaction. Getting no reaction to him.
Can you believe that? As Jerry the King Lawler and Bobby Heenan would say, he has muscles in places that I don't even have places.
Oh, okay.
Or as Bobby Heenan also said, his muscles have muscles. Mm. His hair has become its own character. It is jet black, which is not natural. Yep. That's impossible to do naturally. It's a cross between a side part and a middle part. It's like he's growing it out to be like long hair, but he's too big of a human for that to look good. So it kind of just flops around like Ace Ventura.
Speaking of hair, have you seen Heath Slater's new hairdo?
Yes, I have.
That is an absolutely... What is that? He looks like Wendy.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
We wish you well in your future endeavors.
You think that's going to happen?
I give him 3 months.
You give him 3 months?
3 months.
Wow.
He's out before Christmas.
Wow.
Absolutely. He will be future endeavored before Christmas.
Damn.
Uh-huh. So will Titus O'Neil.
Percy Watson?
No, Percy will stay.
Okay.
He gets a reaction. He gets a good reaction.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael McGillicuddy is probably going to be on the chopping block soon.
Yeah,
which
he's
sucks.
Got nothing.
And what is going on with Otunga? He's like...
A lawyer?
Somebody now.
Yeah.
Like, he's like important in some way. And it annoys the crap out of me. Because I hate his face. I hate his stupid lisp and his face.
Yeah.
I hate his face.
All right.
Mike, Raw, SmackDown, news.
News.
It's all done with.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about things in depth later.
Yes.
But
yes.
There's another company.
There is?
There's another company. that does this thing called wrestling. No, it's not Dragon's Gate or whatever the hell that one's called, or it's not Jersey All Pro Wrestling or Middle Village Wrestling or even Ring of Honor, because we don't talk about Ring of Honor because I just don't watch it. Mm-hmm. There's another company called... is it Impact Wrestling? Total Nonstop Action Impact Wrestling?
Yes, you can call it all of that at once.
Total Nonstop Action Impact Wrestling, blue square ring, mm-hmm. blue ropes. Mm-hmm. It's basically SmackDown.
Yes.
In a bingo hall.
Yes.
Oh, in a airplane hangar of sorts. Anyway, TNA.
Wait.
Waiting.
Hold on.
You're looking up some information.
No, what I want to do before I, you know, go into this whole entire thing
uh-huh.
is that you see folks, I just like to let you know that I don't want to make everyone feel bad.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't really been paying attention too much of TNA recently.
Okay.
Because I've been reading all about the
spoilers. Time out.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
TNA in 60 seconds
yes.
doesn't have to be a recap of what TNA is doing.
Oh.
TNA in 60 seconds could be anything about TNA.
Oh, okay.
So, Mike.
Yes.
Your TNA in 60 seconds starts now.
All right, so listen up, everybody. I don't know about you guys, but here's what's happening. Sting versus Hulk Hogan, Bound for Glory, this Sunday. Get ready, guys. This is it. This is the match to once and for all see who is the better man. Hulk Hogan.
I saw it in 1997.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah.
99.
Okay. All right, anyway.
Continue.
Moving on. We also have the main event. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a main event. Yes. It's Robert Roode versus Kurt Angle. I know what you're saying. Robert Roode? Yes. The guy who was in Beer Money is in a main event. Yes.
Hey. Things happen.
There's nothing. Christopher Daniels and AJ Styles are facing each other again.
Again.
Yes.
That's fun.
There's something with like a Metal Mania match between Jerry Lynn and RVD.
What the fuck
is
that?
I don't know.
Over. All right.
Wait.
What? I'm waiting.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Wait. I gotta do one more thing.
A special extended version
yes.
of TNA in 60 seconds.
Yes, I gotta go back to the Hogan thing.
Go back to Hogan.
Why is he resigned? Why is he resigned?
He makes a ludicrous amount of money per appearance.
He's on ESPN. He has
midgets wrestling each other with his name.
Midgets wrestling each other. He has his own video game now.
What is Connect? Going on? Where? He's desperate. He needs money bad.
Desperate. Hold on. Let's talk this out. Okay, let's admit this.
Let's.
He lost. He was on the Howard Stern show. He lost $65 million
okay.
in the divorce settlement.
Okay.
Now, here's the problem. He saved no money from the 80s on.
Right.
No money because he wasted it on all the drugs. Okay. And I am standing by what Ultimate Warrior said, that drug fiend. Okay. And then, not only that.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
What a fucking joke.
Oh, please. And Continue. Then, not only that, okay, with Hulk Hogan, he is disgusting. How can a 23-year-old marry this guy, be in a relationship with this guy? And I can't. Well, I really can't.
She was his angel, his savior.
Oh, my God, please. And then the only reason why Linda Hogan made any money off it was that when her son got injured, he was 17.
Right.
Can't stand it.
So that was Hulk Hogan in 90-something seconds?
Just whatever. just whatever. I have to keep talking about Hogan because that's...
Hulk Hogan was great. He was great.
But he doesn't know... Listen, I'm gonna.
He's not great anymore.
No. But there's something else. It's the same thing that Ultimate Warrior says. I don't know why I'm on Ultimate Warrior's side for some reason, but he did an hour long thing talking about Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there is something that I absolutely agree with him on one thing, and it was something to do with when he was in WCW. Okay, and he always did this. He always wanted to be in the limelight. He always wanted to be in the spotlight. Okay, he never. Had the little guys or the other guys stand out because he was Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And that always angered
me. It was the Hulk Hogan show.
That's what's going on right now in TNA.
That's why more people know about Sting and Hogan than they do about the main event for the championship.
Yeah. It's unreal.
And it's not like it, and it's not even the fact that, you know, you can get the Bound for Glory series, and, you know, this Sunday, I don't know why I'm promoting it, but to see Sting versus Hogan, because that's not even the main event. That's not even the main event. I can't. How about Mexican Americana? I'm sorry, I'm going back into this. Mexican Americana is facing Inc. Incorporated. What? That's your. Hold on. Bound for Glory is supposed to be the TNA's WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
That's your main tag team event? You couldn't think of anything else? Oh no, because we have Robert Roode with Beer Money. He's in the main event, so that kills the entire tag team division.
When one guy kills your entire division, there's a problem with your division.
God. Can't.
These Lorna Doone cookies
I'm sorry.
Are delicious.
I'm sorry. This TNA. I'm calling it.
Mike.
I'm calling it right now.
What are you calling
it right now? Okay. I'm telling TNA's everyone
this
right now. TNA's
out of business
in 2 years? No.
Okay.
No. If this pay-per-view is not good, I will not do TNA in 60 seconds next week.
Oh, boy. What makes a pay-per-view good?
What makes a pay-per-view good? Surprise me. Give me something I haven't seen.
Okay.
Because TNA is typical.
Okay.
Typical. That's it. Give me something I haven't seen. If TNA can deliver that, then I will come back on with TNA in 60 seconds next week, and
Mike.
I will say Bound for Glory was good.
Mike.
Yes.
If at Bound for Glory,
yes.
Hulk Hogan comes out.
Yes.
Sting comes out.
Yes.
They have a match.
Uh-huh.
And then the lights dim,
uh-huh.
And then the music hits, music you've never heard.
Yes.
And a giant vagina on legs comes out and eats the two of them.
Okay.
I would assume that's something you've never seen before.
Yes, that would be something I've never seen before.
So
and
if
you know
that
what?
Happens,
yes,
you will do TNA in 60 seconds
yes,
again.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I'll do it. Okay.
So we're depending on a giant bipedal man-eating vagina.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, I just want to make sure that's what we're
okay. That's what we're hoping
to.
For. Yes.
So, Mike, you have problems with TNA. We both have problems with WWE. The problems are that we feel we could book them better.
Yes.
So that will lead us perfectly into our Big Splash WrestleCast Supercard Challenge.
Oh yes.
That is where we get to book our dream pay per view.
Yes, our dream pay per view that. That will stand the
it's
test of time.
It's going to be stacked from the floor to the top. It's going to be the best two shows that you could ever have.
Yes.
On paper.
Yes, exactly.
Because we're not going to be able to really have this.
Yes.
All right, Mike. Just a quick recap.
Yes.
Last week, we debuted our last matches. But we're going to go through the cards real quick. Mike, you have, you're opening the card with Miz and Mr. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a ladder match between Beer Money, the Hardys, the Dudleys, and Legion of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Andre the Giant, Big Show, and a over-the-top challenge, mm-hmm. Where mine was a body slam challenge.
Yep.
You have an IC title match between Honky Tonk Man, Macho Man, and Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
You have Sting versus HBK in an icon match.
Yes.
And you have a submission match between Shamrock, Angle, and Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a best divas of all time, as voted by you, with Moolah, Chyna, and Trish Stratus in triple threat.
Yes.
Okay, I have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Daniel Bryan to open my show. I have a TLC match between the Hardys, the Dudleys, the Nasties, and LOD. Then the Big Show and Andre the Giant. Then I have Bruno Sammartino versus Brock Lesnar, which I think is going to be scrum-diddly-umptious. That's my sleeper match. Brett versus Kurt Angle. Bret Hart, Kurt Angle. Remember, all these wrestlers are in their prime. And then I have a four-way match, which is going to be like kind of a cool little match. I think it'll be a short match. I give it 6 minutes. AJ Styles, Owen Hart, Mr. Perfect, and Chris Benoit. That'll be for the U.S. title. And then I have an Iron Man match to close out the first act.
Yes.
Where it's going to be HBK versus the Macho Man, Randy Savage. I've come up with a plan, an idea. This isn't going to be just an Iron Man match. It's going to be a finishers-only Iron Man match. So there's no pinfalls. The only way you get a point is when you do your finisher.
Okay, so you definitely made this even better.
So every time Macho Man does the elbow drop, he gets a point. Every time Shawn Michaels hits Sweet Chin Music, he gets a point.
Yeah, well, then that's going to be a great
match. That's a little different.
All right. I like
okay, it. Now, Mike, what is your match? Match number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, match number 8.
Okay, this is not my last match. It could your,
be we have this match and two more.
Yes, but...
And then we're done.
But I think this is a match that everyone has wanted to see. I don't know. I was walking. I was thinking about it today. I was saying, what is the match I have been dying to see for years? And there's been only one match. It was previewed in a magazine. PWI Insider.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And ever since I saw that... I've always wanted to see this match.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take you back to 1998.
1998.
It was a good year. Okay? We had the World Wrestling Federation led by...
Worldwide leader in sports entertainment.
Yes, led by the WWE champion...
WWF champion.
My bad. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass.
Yes. And then... We go over to WCW, and in WCW, we see the man. Was the man that no one could stop. He beat everyone. He held the streak. I'm talking about Bill Goldberg.
William Goldberg.
William Goldberg. So I want to see one-on-one. You have a potato match? I got my potato match. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Bill Goldberg. In their prime, not in some contract problems with the WWE, facing each other off. That's my match.
Facing each other off. That's like jerking each other off, except in a wrestling ring.
Yes.
Okay. We have your eighth match. I also have an eighth match. Now, this is a little bit different for me because so far I've been doing a lot of, straight-up wrestling matches. But now I have a tag team match.
Yes.
I have a cool tag team match between... It's called The Snakes, okay? The old school, okay?
Okay.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Rattlesnake.
Okay.
Tag teaming, his tag team partner. The original, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Wow.
Two slithering, conniving, Austin in his heyday, like, awesome thing. Against the Viper.
Okay.
Randy Orton.
Okay.
And the only other snake I could think of in our generation. The Cobra, Santino Marella.
I can't believe you just quoted Santino Marella in your ultimate card match.
That's right. We have Santino and Orton versus Jake the Snake and Stone Cold Steve Austin in a tag match. It's going to be awesome.
That's pretty good.
Santino's funny, so I think that the dynamic between he and Orton is super serious, mm-hmm. and that dynamic between the two of them would be hysterical.
I think, yeah, I give it to you.
And it would be fun.
I absolutely give it to you.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's
that's our ultimate card.
Supercar challenge.
Wow. Well, guys, listen. I don't know. Do we have any emails this week?
You know what? I don't think we do.
Oh, good God. That's great. Bryce Bacon, where are you?
Where are you, Bryce?
I think Bryce
did write in. Hang on. Let me check real quick.
Okay.
Fill in some time.
Yes. Just letting everyone know, if you like to check us out on our website. It's we got BigSplashWrestleCast.com. That is where you can see all of our past shows and also look at our reviews for specific shows that have happened already on Raw and SmackDown. And also, I told you about last week possibly doing Facebook, having the Big Splash WrestleCast on there. So we will definitely get that posted. And as soon as we have it more, we're going to update it. So let's see what we have today. What? Oh,
we actually have new emails.
We have new emails
right now. Okay,
So
I've checked in. Okay, this is from Franklin. He wrote back to us. He said, "A potato fest. I love it."
Okay.
Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton is going to be a great match. Is going to be a great match for Vengeance. I think it's a good start on making the IC title important again. I love that they brought a new spin to the old design. That's the design I fell in love with as a kid.
Yeah, which, but I don't think. If they're going to go with that, I don't think Orton would look good in white. Like that.
Oh,
that's
he'd look awesome in white.
You think
he's so? He's so orange. He's so tan. It would look great.
All right, who's this?
This is from Joshua Sankman. He's one of our...
Here we go.
I did not preview any of these emails.
Okay, so we are rolling with this.
They could be dropping all sorts of F-bombs. All
right, here we go. Let's go.
During the 90s, the WWE was... at its best in quality of matches and interesting storylines. Hang on, I gotta make this font bigger. Hang on a second.
Go ahead. I wanna know what's going on here. So, all right, here we go. Okay, during the 90s.
Interesting storylines fueled by having to compete with WCW and to a lesser extent ECW. Since they buy out these two companies, WWE has slowly gone down in quality, particularly in the last couple of years. I think that WWE would no doubt benefit from strong competition. But with how large and dominant WWE has gotten, that wouldn't be easy for any promotion to do. Not to mention, the closest to that is TNA, and they aren't anywhere near capable of competing with WWE at this point.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what do you think another promotion would need to do to become a strong competitor against the WWE? Also, do you see this happening at any point? He says, so far, I like Steve's card more than Mike's.
Okay.
Here is his card.
Okay.
Perfect versus Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh.
Mark Henry versus King Kong Bundy. Holy God.
That's amazing.
TLC, Hardy's, Rockers, and Los Guerreros.
Wow. Okay, I like that.
Fatal 4 IC Championship match. Goldberg versus Sheamus versus The Ultimate Warrior versus Sting.
Wow.
My Lord.
Wow.
Match 5, The Fabulous Freebirds versus Legacy. That's interesting.
That's cool.
Submission mask match. Classy Freddie Blassie versus the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
That's great.
Battle of the Figure
I love
Force.
That.
And match 7, 6-man elimination tag match. DX, Triple H and Shawn.
And
Ravishing
Rude.
Rick Rude.
Wow.
Versus NWO. Hollywood Hogan, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash. Holy crap.
Wow. All right. That's a great card.
That's a good card.
That's a good card.
Back to the question. The one thing that a company would need to compete with WWE is a boatload of money.
Yes.
For production value,
mm-hmm.
For promoting, for signing big talent. There are a lot of companies that have better storylines. I've seen independent promotions have great storylines, decent wrestling, but their production quality is terrible and they're wrestling in a gymnasium. I've seen it. You know, they don't have the biggest guys, the strongest guys, whatever. I think in order to compete with WWE, you need to realize that Vince McMahon has a lot of money, and he didn't start that way.
No.
They didn't start huge. So TNA in 10 years from now could be the way WWE was in the late 70s,
mm-hmm.
or when they were the WWF or the WWWF.
Yeah.
I forget when they changed that name. But, you know, it's a different business now because it's not territories, and it's a global business.
Mm-hmm.
And WWE is the only global company. TNA
is building.
They're trying to.
They're trying to.
But the problem is, even here at their home base, they're only selling 6,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, WWE is not doing that much better.
Also, they're not
making
any money because of the fact that they're holding free shows.
They're holding free shows.
Yeah.
They're not making money on those. They're making money on their TV contract. They're making money on advertising. They're making money on pay-per-views. But they're not making as much money because they're paying Hulk Hogan $30,000 an appearance. They're not making money because they're overpaying for the talent that they have, and the talent they have is old, washed up, and nobody cares. So that's where I go. I mean, I think if you're gonna turn TNA into a global company and make them as good as they want, they need to do more charity work. They need to do stop thinking of themselves as rebellious and cutting edge and just cursing for cursing's sake and breaking guitars for breaking guitars' sake.
Let's think about now. How did WCW get to be better than the WWE back in the 90s?
The reason why was because there was nothing like it before it happened.
Okay.
Before the NWO, there was never anything like that.
Mm.
But now TNA, that they're edgy, we've had that. We had that for 10 years
mm-hmm.
in WWE. We had that in WCW. We've seen that kind of television before.
Yeah.
So to shove it in our face and say, hey, this is new. You've never seen this. The 30 and 40-year-olds will say, yeah, I did. I saw that 10 years ago. I saw that 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And those people have kids now, and they're not going to let their kids watch this because when they were teenagers, they knew they shouldn't have been watching it. When they were kids, they knew they shouldn't be watching it. So as parents, these people are going to be like, no, I'm going to let them watch WWE because they're not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. And once those kids get older, they might jump ship to TNA or the WWE will make their change, which they do every 13 mm-hmm. or 14 years, they make a change. So I think WWE is going to change very soon. It's just a matter of how fast.
Actually, to be honest, I would even go And I think, whatchamacallit, I actually think that Ring of Honor may make a push over TNA soon. I don't know why, but Ring of Honor has it gets nice push, big pushes in those wrestling towns like New York, Philadelphia, Boston. It gets the push. So I think if they could only, you know, they get the TV time now somewhat. So I think if they can expand on that more, they may do better.
I think what Ring of Honor needs is they need more mainstream press.
Okay.
They need to do something crazy. Like, I would even, like, all right, what made WWF explode was the fact that they did this crazy super show. This Madison Square Garden, where it was the first time anything that was closed circuit television, it was, you know, like pay-per-view, it was in movie theaters.
Yeah.
They did something that people went, whoa, what is wrestling? Wrestling's cool. Mm-hmm. We need to go, whoa, what is ROH? ROH is cool. And in order to do that, you can't just have these internet pay-per-views that people spend $10 and buy. Mm-hmm. You need to do something crazy and like something that I always thought would be cool for a lesser company to do, like TNA or ROH. Is TNA does the shows at the local ballpark here, at the minor league stadium.
Yeah, MCU Park. Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever. MCU.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They do it once a year in the summer.
Yep.
That's cool. But what I think would be awesome is if they do something like that in a park, in a public forum, completely free, and televise it. And put it on the internet and put it everywhere.
Okay.
And just have people walking down, like, on the boardwalk and just look and be like, what is this? And do a complete pay-per-view style card. No storyline. Just do match after match after match. Do, like, 6, 7, 8 matches. Go start when the sun's going down and then turn these great big ballpark lights on. Get people to sit in the seats and just be like, let's see what this is about. Maybe do a couple promos. Say, listen, we're ROH. We're based out of wherever, you know, wherever they're based out of, New Jersey, wherever the hell they are. You could check us at this time, whatever. It would cost them a lot of money to do so.
Yeah.
But who cares? I mean, if you want your company to do well, it's not about how many seats you could sell to recuperate the money. It's, is the money I'm spending being spent wisely? If I spend $20 on 500 business cards, and the business cards suck, that's $20 wasted.
Yeah.
Now, think of that on a grander scale. If you are TNA and you spend millions of dollars on your talent and it sucks, you're wasting money. If you spend $500,000 on your talent and they're good, it's money well spent, and you make your profits double-fold or tenfold. If I buy, you know, $20 in business cards and they're awesome, and I have 500 of them, I could spread that 500 across the entire city if I want.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't hurt my pocket. Sure. So pay the money, do a crazy free show that nobody, like, just walking down a boardwalk, you see all of a sudden, like, these guys just wrestling in a ring in the middle of the ballpark, because it's very accessible over there. I mean, I'm sure other stadiums are like this too, but you don't have to do it in the stadium. You could do it at Asbury Park in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You could do it out on Long Island at, what's the name of the lot where they do the Warped Tour.
I know what you're talking about.
Shoot, I forget. But you could do it anywhere. You could do it in a parking lot. You could say, hey, WWE has a contract with Walmart.
Okay.
Do a show on the parking lot of Walmart.
Wow.
WWE could do that for free. Just be like, here, here's a ring. Here's a tent. Sit down. Have a drink. Here's a lemonade. Watch Kofi Kingston fight. You know what I mean? Like, something like that.
Yeah.
That, I think, would be a really good way to get your company the people to say, hey, what's this company? What are they doing? And then the whole world will see it because it'll make news. You know, you also got to keep it on the rat. I don't know. I think that guerrilla tactic of just like, boom, there's a ring, let's fight.
Yeah.
ECPW, a local company here, the street fair up on, what is it, Fifth Avenue, they did a live show in the middle of the street.
Oh.
And it was cool. It was free. Everybody just kind of hung out. I had a friend that was in on the show, on the card. Another friend that reffed. It was fun.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, you could do that on a grander scale. Central Park, you know, whatever. All right. So Bryce wrote to us.
Oh, yes. I
read
waiting.
This earlier.
Okay.
So this one's pretty good. He says, I was just watching SmackDown, which Australia gets before us, apparently. It just doesn't make sense how Triple H is not in control of SmackDown, but suddenly Raw is out of his control. SmackDown is out of control with Mark Henry and Big Show for World Champ. Okay. Basically, what he's saying is that there's no order on any show because Big Show just made himself number one contender. He said he was listening to the show last week, and he mentioned that people watch online, and he is one of those people who do watch online, but I have no choice. In Australia, it's very expensive on TV, and his mom makes it sound like he's a two-year-old. One, doesn't like wrestling, doesn't understand it, and hates it despite it's the same with his dad. And two, she thinks $30 is too expensive. And she hates me. hates me, I think, or just hates wrestling altogether. She doesn't know how I wrestle for my local community. They know I wrestle, but they will never understand what a great business this is. Sorry, I complain too much.
Okay.
Which you don't, but whatever.
He said he likes
to be on our show. He wants us to Skype with him at some point. So maybe we'll
figure out how to do this.
He has a supercard match. Sixth biggest men in history in a six-man over-the-top battle royal. He doesn't name names.
He doesn't name
so
names.
So let's see who this could be.
Okay, six biggest men.
Great Khali.
God, why is he there?
Because he's the biggest man. Great Khali, Giant Gonzalez. Okay, those are two awfuls.
Okay.
But they're the biggest men.
They're the biggest men.
Big Show. Andre the Giant.
Uh-huh.
Kane. Undertaker. Six.
Wait.
You don't have Big Daddy Cool.
Hold on, time out.
Uh-huh.
Does he mean biggest men as far as like height, or did he mean like heaviest?
If he's heaviest, then we got a whole new card.
Okay, so a whole new card with like the biggest men as far as heavy set. We got Yokozuna.
We still got Andre the Giant and Big Show.
We still got Andre the Giant and Big Show. We got Yokozuna.
Yokozuna.
Viscera.
King Kong Bundy,
yes, I love that. And who'll be your sixth? Big guy, fat guy.
It wouldn't.
Did you put Viscera?
We did say Viscera.
My bad.
We could also say Mabel, but it's the same person.
We could do Big Daddy V, but that's the same person also.
I guess Mark Henry. I don't know.
Mark Henry?
He's not as big as like guys like Vader, but even Vader wasn't that fat.
Yeah, Vader wasn't fat. He was just big. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow wasn't too fat either. He could do moonsaults, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he could. All right, I put Mark Henry.
I'm sorry.
We're going to have to.
We could put Mark Henry into Sexual Chocolate Days where he was massively overweight.
Yes, please. And he'd come down smiling. Come on, please.
Absolutely. That's who's in that.
All right.
And
then what else? Oh, he's got one more thing. Hold on.
Do you have anything on Morrison? Because he seems he got paid off to stay over big demand from people like me.
Annoying him to keep Morrison, but now I just want him to go to TNA and win the X Division Championship because
right.
I think
we touched on that. Yeah.
Yes, we touched on that.
He would fit in the X Division just fine. I don't like him. I don't hate him, but he's blah. He's tofu. He's tofu without the seasoning. He's just
no seasoning in tofu. But listen, Bryce, we've had our differences.
Yes,
we've had everything about it. And Steven's behind me on this now.
Uh-huh.
Morrison, I'm sorry.
The ship has sailed.
The ship has sailed. You impressed me with your acrobatics, with your random running around. The
problem is he needs
stuff.
Johnny Nitro.
He needs Johnny Nitro back.
Was it Johnny Nitro?
No.
Was it Joey Nitro? What the hell was his name?
He needs Joey Mercury back.
Mercury, right. He was Nitro.
Okay. We need Eminem back. I'm sorry.
Oh, like, minus Molina. We need MN.
MN, okay.
Ooh, they could have Sonny as their manager. It could be MSN.
Yes. Wow, okay.
And they could be clean cut and they could report on the news.
That's great.
So that's all the emails. We have a long show today, Mike.
Yes, we
did it this week because we were pissed off.
Yes, we were.
We're pissed off. We're pissed off wrestling fans.
And I only cursed once. Just letting you know.
I don't even remember.
I don't know how many times, but I had fun.
Right. So did I. If you want to write to us, like Franklin. And Bryce and Joshua have. You could do so at bigsplashpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
You could tweet to us, which we haven't been active on Twitter, but that's just because I don't have it active on my phone anymore because my phone crapped out on me. So it's like not there. But anyway, it's at Big Splash Cast. And you can find us at BigSplashWrestleCast.com, where we'll write some interesting articles. I wrote an article called Why Character Matters. It just breaks down why I believe character is important in wrestling, and it's not just always about wrestling. I talk about Cody Rhodes and Stone Cold Steve Austin and stuff like that, and CM Punk. So I guess that's all. Do you have anything to add, Mike?
I got nothing, but you know what? Thank you very much, people, for, you know, listening to us. You know, 10 weeks.
10 whole
weeks. We're still pushing. You know what? I want a goal. I want by week 20.
By week 20?
At least 100 downloads.
100 downloads.
So, people, if you're listening to this, I want you to push it.
Push it. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies. Tell your principal. Tell your next door neighbor. Tell the old lady
that across teacher, the street. That teacher may actually like wrestling.
Yeah. Your teacher may like wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what you do? You wear a wrestling t-shirt around school, and you say, hey, you like wrestling too? When they say, hey, nice shirt, and you're like, oh, you like wrestling? Check these guys out. They talk about wrestling, and they're from Brooklyn, New York, so they got accents.
Yes.
And it'll be good times.
Yes.
It'll be good times. All right, focals. That's all we have. That's all the wrestling news and tidbits and chatter we have for you. I'm Steve Fontana.
And I'm Mike Capizzo.
Keep reaching for the belts.